The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, world. All right, great. So for those of you who are especially new, I invite you to actually take a moment to make yourself as comfortable as you can. If you need to get up right now and get an extra cushion to put under you, please do that. I'm going to start in about 30 seconds. Get up, get more cushions for under you, under your feet, whatever you need. Because this is a practice of loving kindness, kindness. And kindness starts with kindness to yourself, to your body. What does this body need right now? Just check in. Is this comfortable? Can I sit like this for 30 minutes? Do I need to sit on the floor, on the cushion? Just really check in, see if you need something. Go get it. It's not a problem. Don't be embarrassed. I'm urging you to go get more cushions. Okay, great. All right. So with that, I invite you to settle in. If you have to move a little bit in your seat, maybe move your spine, move your shoulders to kind of find your center of gravity. Roll your shoulders back a bit. And settle into your posture. Settling into your sitting posture, however you're comfortable. If you're sitting in a chair, I invite you to allow your spine, actually if you're sitting on the floor too, allow your spine to be upright, for the body to have a sense of integrity. And if you are in a chair, to allow the bottom of your feet to be on the floor, evenly distributed, and for your arms to be on your, for your hands to be on your lap, on your legs. For you to have an integrity as if you're sitting like a mountain and yet very soft, relaxed. Softening and relaxing into this body. Allowing three diaphragmatic breaths to be pulled in. Holding for a second. Letting out. And with each out-breath, arriving and softening into this body. More and more. Another one. Arriving, settling. And a last one. Settling, arriving in this body, in this moment. Feeling your body sitting. Feeling the sensations of this body on the cushion, on the chair. The sensations of your hand. The sensations of breathing in your abdomen, in your belly. The in-breath and the out-breath. Allowing the breath to be natural now and let it move as it will. Softening, relaxing with every out-breath. And with every in-breath, settling in, arriving in this moment, really inhabiting this body even more so with every in-breath. Every in-breath bringing energy, awareness, alertness in this moment. Every out-breath, softening, relaxing, settling the body as much as possible. And now I invite you to bring to mind a few people that when you think of them, there is an ease about you. Maybe you feel safe with this person, with any of them, actually. With this practice, the practice I'm about to do is a circle of benefactors. So it's okay to invite in a circle people whom you care about, as if they're all sitting with you in a circle. You're all sitting in a circle together. People you care about, people for whom you have easy affection. There could be one or two people, one, two, or three. It's best if they're not deceased. You can also choose people who are archetypal. People whose perhaps their work, their writing, their teaching, their support from afar has been inspiring to you, supportive to you. Allow them all to be in this circle. People that you feel goodwill, you feel good about, you feel kindness. There's a sense of friendliness towards these people. Pets, children are often great, great candidates also to have in the circle. Doesn't have to be a big circle, maybe just one or two or three people is enough. Imagine in your mind's eye these friendly beings sitting with you and just sharing space with them and see what comes up. What comes up in your heart, what comes up in your mind. It might be a smile, there might be a feeling of ease or friendliness. Or just comfort, happiness, sitting with them. Maybe there's just a sense of connection. Whatever it is, whatever that sense of connection or goodwill, kindness, friendliness, or love, whatever it might be for you that's coming up, having your benefactors, your friends, your easy folks in this small circle, from that feeling, allow a sense of goodwill to be expressed in some phrases of well-wishing. May you be safe from inner and outer harm. May you be happy. May all of you be happy and have joy in your hearts, just expressing simple goodwill for all of them. May you all be healthy and strong. And may your lives flow with ease. I'll repeat the four phrases in the simpler form. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you have ease. And with each blessing, with each statement, just sharing goodwill, simply sharing goodwill with these beings. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you have ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you have ease. If you're still thinking about who to include in the circle, whom not to, it doesn't matter. It's just a way to cultivate your heart towards kindness. There'll be time to work with everyone in your life later. Just a couple of people is enough. It's okay. It's okay. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you have ease. Knowing that there may not be perfect health for all of them, or ease, or happiness, or safety, but you're just sharing your goodwill, the goodwill of your heart, without attachment to outcome, just simply wishing them well, that's all. Very simple practice. May you be safe. And be free from inner and outer harm, dear ones. May you be happy and have joy in your heart, dear ones. May you be healthy and strong as much as possible, dear ones. And may you have ease in your life, in your lives, dear ones. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. And may you have ease. Keeping the image of these individuals, these beings in your mind. And if the energy starts to wane, it might be helpful to bring the image of each of them to mind one by one, to bring up the connection, the goodwill, the friendliness you have towards them. That can bring up more energy into the practice. Also, sometimes when you are trying to cultivate and bring to mind goodwill and kindness, it's possible that the opposite comes up. Difficult emotions arise. Difficult emotions of all kinds. It's perfectly fine. You're not doing the practice wrong. It's also a purification practice. If that should happen, open up, allow space for whatever is coming up to be there, to be met with kindness. Holding that too, holding difficult emotions too with kindness, giving them space. It's okay. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you have ease. You're just simply sitting in a circle, having an audience with people whom you feel good about. Just have a simple relationship and just wishing them well. Very simple practice. Very simple practice. If you want to change the wordings of the four phrases I've offered to work for you, that's fine too. Now I'd like to invite you to allow yourself to receive a sense of goodwill and friendliness from this circle of benefactors, of these beings who have goodwill towards you. Allow yourself in your mind's eye to see them seeing you with kind eyes. And allow yourself to just simply receive their goodwill and kindness, whether or not you think you deserve it. Whom are you to judge? But just to simply open up and allow yourself to receive kindness and goodwill and friendliness that is available for you. Just Just allow yourself to soak it up. Open up as much as possible. There might be judgment, but again, who are you to judge? They see you with kind eyes. It's not your place to stand in the way. Just to simply be there and receive as if a sponge, just to soak up the kindness and goodwill. How they see you kindly, with affection, with warmth, with goodwill. Allow yourself to receive the kindness. It's okay. Simply receiving kindness and goodwill. Imagining them in their voice, in unison, they all say to you, may you be safe. Maybe they say your name, may you be safe, so and so. May you be happy, so and so. Just receive it. May you be healthy, so and so. And may you have ease in your life, so and so. Just let it land. It's okay. It might be hard to let it in, and that's okay too. Make space for that difficulty. Be kind. If there is difficulty, open up, it's okay. Hold that too. Again, seeing them, expressing their wishes for your happiness and well-being. May you be safe, dear so-and-so. They say your name. Just receive it. May you be happy and have joy in your heart, dear so-and-so. May you be healthy and strong in your body, dear so-and-so. And may your life flow with as much ease as possible, dear so-and-so, they wish to you. Allow yourself to receive, if you can. Now allow yourself to join your voice with theirs, to join your goodwill, your thread of goodwill for yourself, for this dear being that is you, that inhabits this body. Joining your own goodwill together with theirs as if a river, and wishing yourself well in your own voice. Just as they wish for you to be safe, may I be safe. Just as they're wishing for you, may I be happy. Just as they wish for you, may I be healthy. As they wish for you, may I have ease in my life. May my life flow with ease. Might be helpful to hold your heart center with your hand as you say these phrases for yourself. May I be safe from inner and outer harm. May I be happy and have joy in my heart. May I be healthy and strong as much as possible. And may my life flow with ease in every way. You can see your circle still around you, energetically supporting you, sending you goodwill, as you wish yourself goodwill. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I have ease. You can see your circle supporting you, rooting for you, as you wish yourself well. They see you, they hold you with regard, with kindness, with kind eyes. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I have ease. And you're welcome to change the phrases as you wish. Maybe this phrase, may I hold myself with as much kindness as possible. May I love and accept myself just as I am. May I love and accept myself just as I am. May I hold myself with kindness. May I hold myself with ease. May I hold myself with gentleness. May I be tender to myself, or whatever may work for you, it's okay. And for the last few moments of this guided practice together, I invite you to wish all of you, you and your entire circle, well. May all of us, may we all enjoy safety from harm. Seeing yourself, being with your circle, and all of you wish yourself well. You share goodwill. May we all be happy and joyful. May we all be healthy in our bodies. And may we all have ease in our lives, all of us. simply sharing goodwill, an expression of goodwill and kindness. Your wish, a shared wish for well-being. And extending that wish of goodwill to everyone in this room and their circles. They all have circles. They all have people they care about, just like you. They have people who care about them, just like you. May we all of us in this room and our circles, may we all be safe from harm. May we all enjoy happiness and joy. May we all be healthy in our bodies. May all of us beings, everyone, have ease in their life, in their livelihood. And extending it beyond, including all in your goodwill. May we all of us everywhere, be safe, happy, healthy, and have ease. As I mentioned, this practice of loving kindness, sometimes you set your mind for kindness and goodwill, and the opposite comes up. Maybe a fight you had with your benefactor 15 years ago you hadn't thought about, that comes up, the opposite of goodwill. Or maybe grief comes up. Oh, they're not really healthy. They're not really happy right now. Or there's an edge in allowing kindness and goodwill to be accepted. So many different things can come up. So if any of those came up for you, or any other flavors of difficulty, you're not doing the practice wrong. It's also a purification practice, metta practice. Sometimes the opposite edges, difficulty comes up, and it's supposed to come up. And then one holds it also with kindness and works with it, and one can extend and expand the capacity of one's heart to hold more kindness, to work through the edges. So you're not doing the practice wrong if any of those things came up. So I'd like to open the floor for any questions, any comments. If you thought you totally bombed and that was wrong, so please raise your hand, because my feeling is that it's just part of your practice. It is part of your practice. So let's have a conversation together now. Not all at once. Please, and wait for the mic so people with hearing assisted devices can hear you. And hold it close, if you would, like, please.
This. Okay.
Yeah, great.
So maybe it was your voice, or maybe it was just the whole kind of wave-like sensation of kind of going back and forth between people. But what came up for me was profound exhaustion. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize how tired I am. And I've been through a lot in the last year. My mom passed away. Mm-hmm. I'm switching jobs. I'm you know, a lot of good things, a lot of terrible, terrible things. And, you know, I didn't feel that tired coming in.
Yeah.
I think I got a good sleep last night. But I really did come in tune with how exhausted
yeah.
I am. Like, I almost fell asleep.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. Thanks so much for sharing that, because with what you just shared, all the things that you have gone through, loss, change, those are exhausting, emotionally very exhausting. And this practice deepens and lets us get in touch with what we've been kind of pushing aside. I'm fine, I'm going to work, I'm okay. Like, actually, I'm really, really exhausted. This heart is tired, and that's what needed to be seen. And that's exactly where your practice is right now. Oh, I'm tired. So the practice becomes really self-metta, self-care, self-compassion. I'm tired. How can I take care? What can be the expression of kindness towards yourself to really take care of this exhausted heart and mind that you've been soldiering on after all these losses and changes? So thank you. That's perfect. That's exactly how the practice needed to go for you. Thank you. What else? Right behind you.
This was a very interesting practice for me, because one of the people I put in my circle was someone that I was very close to, but we haven't spoken in a couple of years, but we had a very strong connection for most of our lives. And so in my mind, there's been this confusion about our relationship and how it ended. So instead, to perceive it in this relationship of loving kindness and receiving this message of this person wanting happiness and peace and ease for me was very transformative, because I've... Sorry.
It's okay.
Just been in my mind thinking very differently. And it was really a very peaceful, beautiful feeling, and one I hadn't thought of before or experienced. And it was really, as I said, transformative. So thank you.
Thank you. Thanks so much for sharing. Thank you. Other reflections or questions? Back there.
It's not really a question. I had a little envy come up for my friend who I love dearly.
Yeah.
It was interesting. Probably good to see in this circumstance, because I was able to be fairly gentle with myself around it.
Great, lovely. Thanks for sharing that, because just as I was saying, different emotions do come up. It's part of this practice. It's not wrong. Yes, it's exactly what's supposed to happen, you know, things you don't expect. And then they get purified. That's exactly it. And what I really appreciate in what you shared is, oh yeah, there's envy, and then you were gentle with yourself. That's the practice of metta, loving kindness, right there, because you're being gentle with yourself. Like, oh, I'm supposed to feel love. I'm feeling jealous. Oh, envy. No. But you're just like, oh, okay, envy, it's there. Okay, I feel it. Okay, I see you, envy. It's okay. It comes up. It's all right. Oh, there's some pain. There's some suffering right here, which is why the envy is coming up. Oh, can I hold that with kindness? Can I be kind to myself? Great. Lovely. Thank you. Actually, right in front of you.
Yeah, So I related to the exhaustion very, very much. And so I was having a very difficult time concentrating. And it seemed to be like a lot of images to organize in my mind. And I felt like I was going very deeply into a relaxed state, but having difficulty concentrating and sort of flowing back and forth between thinking about these people and kind of saying the phrases and then kind of going somewhere else. And I know partially it's a concentration practice.
Yeah.
And I wasn't sure how much to really bring myself back. And I just ended up sort of flowing with it and letting it go.
Yeah. So I appreciate you flowing with it this time. And yes, it is a concentration practice. So what does that mean for those who are not familiar with that term? Given that there are the phrases and there is one object, usually there is a person you're wishing well for, either another being or group of beings or yourself, so just repetitively staying, the mind can get very stable and very settled and very calm. And that can happen. However, given that here there's a lot we're doing, there's a lot of shifting in a little time, right? So I'm trying to cover a lot in this half hour, settling with the breath at the beginning with the body, and then easy category, and then turning around for the self. There's a lot that's happening. So not exactly expecting the mind to settle that much. But if you're doing this in a long period of time and really staying with the benefactor or benefactors for, say, half an hour or any good, I mean, this was just a few minutes with the circle. But if you're staying with them for 10 minutes, 15, an hour, a day, a week, then definitely your mind would settle and get concentrated. Absolutely. But it needs some time to kind of simmer in that way. And again, the what you mentioned in terms of fatigue, actually we're often sleep deprived. Besides the emotional exhaustion that can happen when intense events happen in our lives, but we're often sleep deprived in this society. And when we sit and the mind settles for a moment, the mind gets quote unquote concentrated, even the tiny little bit for a few moments, guess what? The mind gets sleepy because it's sleep deprived. It has a sleep debt to pay. And that's the debt that has been kind of waiting there. When are you going to get some more sleep? And the moment you get calm, that sleep debt wants to get paid. And that's okay too. Have gentleness about that. Then your practice of loving kindness becomes a practice of gentleness towards yourself. Oh, I'm tired. I've been pushing myself. I didn't get enough sleep, or I'm exhausted emotionally because of all the things that have happened. I sit to meditate. I fall asleep. It's okay. It's okay. I'm tired. It's okay. It's okay, dear one. It's okay. Then that becomes the practice. It's all about kindness. Thank you. What else?
I have a tough time when I'm doing the loving kindness because it feels often disingenuine.
I'm so glad you brought that up because that comes up for so many people. Great, let's talk about it.
Okay, awesome. Okay. I'm glad you said that because I thought I'm the only one.
That's great. Do you want a show of hands for how many people it feels disingenuous? Great! Awesome!
Especially in today's world. I drive here and there's homeless people, and I know I go to the doctor and I see the situations people are in. I've seen all these things, and then you see what's the climate of the world and the way people are treated, and then I'm sitting here and I sit in my comfortable house and meditate, and it feels fake to some, and I know that as much as I can when I'm out in the public, I'm trying to radiate, but it feels like this little you know, and I know that the little drop in the ocean, if everybody's putting that drop right. in the ocean, it, the ocean, well, now it's rising too much.
so much for that metaphor.
Slow down, everybody. So how do we work with that?
Yeah, great. So glad you brought that up. So this practice, you know, it's not supposed to be, even though it sometimes can feel saccharine and kind of like happy and I'm not doing anything. I'm just sitting here wishing people well. Like, what's that going to do? There's so many people out there suffering, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, there's so many different tacts that places the mind can go with that. So one way to work with that is, well, there's so many things I can say about that. One is, if you want to change in the world, where do you start? If you want the world to be a kinder place, where do you start? You have to start with yourself. And just trust, you have to trust that as you incline your mind just a tiny bit more towards kindness, and kindness and ease becomes your reflexive behavior instead of anger and hatred or whatever it is, whatever emotion it is. If your reflexive response becomes just a little kinder towards yourself and towards others, that radiates out. Trust that it does, and it changes people. It really changes people. There is a study, there's a longitudinal study, I think it's the Princeton longitudinal study, if I remember correctly, that showed that if one person's happiness, level of happiness increased, three circles out, their level of happiness changed, increased. I mean, that's amazing. And if they had measured more circles out, they would have probably seen that. So just trust that if you are just a little kinder with yourself, then you're kinder with your loved one, with your child, with the person at the grocery store. And it percolates out. You have to trust that. So, but you have to start somewhere. Okay. You have to start somewhere.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're guided, and this ties to what you just ended with, is that you're guiding us to see, to visualize the people that are in our circle. And then when you said that there's a group that's in their circle, that common link, it was very powerful to visualize that those people that were wishing that one individual well were connected, was being sent to me just indirectly, just because it was this the same thing. So that's easy to visualize that. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And also to just share a little bit about my own practice. I mean, that's why I do this practice. That's why I drive all the way from San Francisco through traffic to come and share this. Because if there's just a little bit of more kindness in the world towards ourselves, just a little bit, or towards others, it makes a huge difference. We have to start somewhere. And there's a lot of research and blah, blah, blah. I can share with you all of that. I actually gave a talk about this on Sunday. You can listen to it on Dharma Seed, on Audio Dharma, about the benefits of metta practice. But really, it just comes to that. It comes down to this transpersonal dimension. It really comes down to that. Who do we want to be? What kind of world do we want to live in? So we have time for one more question or comment, especially for someone who just, you know, didn't quite work out or anything. Actually, one thing I want to share is that for some people also the phrases seem really boring, excruciating. You're just saying the phrases like, may you be happy, like, oh my God, these phrases are stupid. Yeah. If that's happening, it's also okay. I told this story last time. I think I'm going to tell the story every single time, actually. It's the Sharon Salzberg famous story, but if you've heard it, forgive me. So Sharon Salzberg, who really has been the person who brought this practice from the East to the West and popularized it. In her book, she was in her book Loving Kindness. She talks about how the first time she practiced this intensely for a whole week, she was saying the phrases. It was excruciatingly boring. Nothing was happening. And she ended the week thinking, I wasted a whole week doing this stupid practice. Nothing happened. Like, okay, whole week wasted. And then at the end of that week, she drops a vase and the vase shatters. And the thought that comes up, oh, Sharon, you're such a klutz. And I love you anyway. And she thinks, wow, where did that come from? That I love you anyway. So this practice had been working the whole time, the planting of the seeds, one phrase after another after another. You just don't know that it's working. You just have to trust that it's shifting you and changing you in the ways that you don't know. So with that, there's now just a minute left for a question or a comment. Yeah, please. It's right in front of you. Or actually, it's coming.
I just wanted to say that what I've noticed in doing this practice, or the combination of all of the types of practice in the last few years, is that I throw fewer darts at myself.
Mm.
So that first one that's inevitable, right? But instead of hundreds, I might cut it off after a dozen or so.
Great. Yes, success. Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. And if you're new to practice, that testimonial, that's awesome. Because how many darts do you throw your own way? Seriously. Yeah. Great. Okay, well, our time together is up, so I'd like to end. But I will stay here if there are any questions or comments. All right. Well, thank you so much for your practice. May you be happy and well. Mm-hmm.